Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, Alcinous, other thoughts of me be yours. I am not like the deathless ones who hold the open sky, either in form or bearing. But, on the contrary, I am like men that die. And whomsoever you have known bearing most grief among mankind, his sorrows I could equal. Yes, even more distresses still I might relate, which first and last I bore at the gods' bidding. But let me now, though sick at heart, take food, for nothing is more brutal than an angry belly. Perforce it bids a man attend sadly, though he be worn, though grief be on his mind. Even so, I too have grief upon my mind. And yet this evermore calls me to eat and drink. All I have borne it makes me quite forget, and bids me take my fill. But do you hasten at the dawn of day to land unhappy me in my own country, much though I still must bear, and let life cease when once I have beheld my goods, my slaves, and my great high-roofed house. He spoke, and all approved, and bade send forth the stranger, for rightly he had spoken. Then, after they had poured and drunk as their hearts would, desiring rest, they each departed homeward. So in the hall was royal Odysseus left behind. Arete, too, and godlike Alcinous sat beside him, while servants cleared away the dishes of the meal. Then thus began white-armed Arete. For when she saw Odysseus, she knew his robe and tunic to be the beautiful clothing which she herself had made, she and her waiting women. And speaking in winged words, she said, Stranger, I will myself first ask you this. Who are you? Of what people? Who gave this clothing to you? Did you not say you came to us when lost at sea? Then wise Odysseus answered her and said, Hard it were, queen, fully to tell my woes, because the gods of heaven have given me many. Still, what you ask and seek to know I will declare. Ogygia is an island lying far out at sea, where the daughter of Atlas dwells, crafty Calypso, a fair-haired, powerful goddess. Her no one visits, neither god nor mortal man. But hapless me some heavenly power brought to her hearth, and all alone, for Zeus with a gleaming bolt smote my swift ship and wrecked it in the middle of the wine-dark sea. There all the rest of my good comrades perished, but I myself caught in my arms the keel of my curved ship and drifted for 9 days.